The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live.
Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at www.discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month on the Nursing Notes Live podcast, we speak to two nurses and ask each of them how nurses affect individuals, organizations, and communities. In this episode, I talk with Ryan Bannon, immediate past president of the National Student Nurses Association and graduate of the Georgia Baptist College of Nursing of Mercer University. We talk about what it's like to be a brand new nurse in today's complex healthcare environment. Here's that interview with Ryan. Hi, Ryan. It's great to have you here on Nursing Notes Live, and thank you very much for joining us on the call.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great to be here. Appreciate you having me.
So we always start off with a typical first question, and I'd like you to just share as well. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse.
Yeah, so there's definitely a long version and short version. I'll try to give you the medium one. I've always wanted to be involved in healthcare in some form. I have my psychology degree from Michigan State and wasn't really ready to pursue a higher education after I got that degree. So after paying off my loans, I decided I wanted to get involved with wilderness therapy, actually, and explore that psychology component a little bit more. During that research and exploration, I met a group of guys while I was on a medical relief trip down in Belize. That were just sort of my kind of people. They had awesome skill sets. They were really, adding value to people's lives who really needed it, and they were happy. You know, they were fun people to be around. And it was primarily actually paramedics and PAs and things like that. But that really turned me on to looking more seriously into that type of profession. As I did research, I realized that nursing was just a better fit for me, for my personality, sort of for my values of how I view healthcare and view sort of the holistic approach to taking care of people and families. So decided to jump back into the bachelor's search, got into Georgia Baptist College of Nursing at Mercer University, which was a great decision. And I'm happy to say that I just finished my state boards. I'm officially a registered nurse now, so I'm looking forward to start work here in about a month.
Well, congratulations, first of all. I know I remember sort of fondly that time frame when you were taking your boards and getting ready to actually be an RN and get started. So that's fantastic, and congratulations.
Thank you, man. Yeah, sort of fondly. It was stressful. I'm relieved, but I'm ready to move on and onwards and upwards here.
So as you look forward to moving forward in your career, and you're starting off here, I understand that, but where are you going to start? I mean, have you thought about a specialty or which direction you'd like to go?
That's been an ongoing discussion, and that's actually an interesting conversation I like having, because there's sort of different camps that I've found with my mentors and with just the population at large within nursing leadership about, you know, should we focus on a med-surg position that can really give us a broad lay of the land and help with prioritization and organization and medication administration? Or is it okay to jump right into a specialty, sort of high acuity type of environment? I am starting at DeKalb Medical Center in the ICU in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm excited about that. I primarily chose my position because I had a couple different opportunities on the table. I primarily chose that position because of the culture that I was familiar with, having been there through my leadership practicum in school. There's a lot of discussion about you know, nurse burnout, especially in the first year. There's a big push for more residencies throughout the country. And I just felt good about that culture and that environment that I was working into. I see myself as starting out in the ICU. It's a general ICU. It's not a specialty unit. And that was also part of my strategy because I'm a little nervous starting out in such a high demand, environment. And I didn't want to jump in too far over my head either. So they see a lot of stuff, but they don't necessarily have patients coming to them all the time. And, you know, we often send them to other level one centers, which should be a great experience. And then later on down the road, I'm hoping I can actually get some part-time work, PRN, in a med-surg type position because I'm so early in my career. I'm a big assessment guy, and to each their own, if people have figured out where they want to go for the rest of their career, I don't. And so I plan on exploring all the opportunity that nurse has to offer.
I think that's a very good strategy, and I think it'll carry you far. It's good to hear a new nurse that has done their homework and really looked at all aspects of the facilities in which they're going to first work. And it's refreshing to hear you talk about the culture that is inside a hospital because burnout is a problem. And it sounds like you've really assessed that aspect of what it's going to be like as an employee for this facility, not just as a nurse.
Yeah. Yeah, the support that's built in, and it's kind of hard. You never really know until you get in. And I always say until you peek behind the curtain, and it's always going to, you know, my experience has been it's always going to be a shock. So, you know, I'm going in eyes wide open with that. But I feel really good about the relationships I have there already. And the beautiful thing about nursing is that there's always a lateral move if it's not a healthy fit for you starting off. So I'm really excited at the opportunity and just, I've got a lot to learn. So I'm kind of getting prepared here and mentally fortifying myself.
I think you'll do fine. You sound like you've really got it squared away. So let's talk about that. You talked about burnout a little bit, and that is a hot button issue. Are there any other issues for new nurses out there that you really think that nurses coming into the profession really need to be focused on or knowledgeable about?
Certainly. I mean, there's specific issues. I mean, my primary sort of philosophy as a new nurse is to take care of number one and not, necessarily. It's important to be educated and stay in the know about various issues, but it's more important at this point for the profession and ourselves to make sure we're just recognizing where we're at in our career. I think I'm in a little bit of a unique position in terms of a new nurse because I've had the leadership experience I've had within the profession thus far, and I have the resources and access to mentors and influential, people that I admire. So I am actively looking into professional associations. You know, I think specifically some of the things I'm paying attention to is this APR in discussion with the VA. I think it's important for new nurses and even students to voice their opinion about that and share their perspectives on why it's important to remove those scope of practice barriers and allow APRNs to practice and serve a population that could really benefit from what we can do. I think that's important because the earlier those changes are made and those opportunities are provided to nurses and to patients, the better the profession will be. I mean, by the time those changes take effect over the long term, that's going to affect me. I'm going to be looking into, getting my own advanced practice degree. So it's okay for us to enter into that conversation now, even though we may not have the APRN degree. I think it's important to consider, the direction that nursing is moving into in terms of being more of community-based, population health-based, looking at home health. I think there's a certain seductiveness to working in the hospital, especially for young nurses, because that's where the action is. But the needs are definitely becoming more clear that the needs are going to be moving into the community, and that's the way the system's going to work too. So we might as well jump ahead of the curve and explore those opportunities as well, and educating ourselves on how that will look in the future.
I completely agree with you. And I actually spoke recently with an occupational health nurse who was talking about the opportunities in not only in the community in a home health situation, but in a workplace health situation. So I think, I think you're right on the money there.
Right.
So
it's hard because there's so many, there's such a variety of things. I mean, the Zika virus is really important to understand. We don't know much about it, but again, these are things that will ultimately affect our communities on some shape or form. The compact licensure database is important. Everything from the IOM report, those recommendations. New nurses should be aware of these basic things just to be able to understand conversations that are going on around it, if nothing else.
And it sounds like you're really knowledgeable and really connected. So I'm curious, what resources would you recommend to a new nurse that where they can find this kind of information, where they can develop their own list of things they should be keeping track of?
Yeah. So that hands down, I have a list of like professional American Nurses Association, Sigma Theta Tau International, National Student Nurses Association. I consider to be like the cutting edge of healthcare. Students are fantastic at doing research and sort of parsing out the major trends of where healthcare will be, I think, in 5 to 10 years. I'm really biased with National Student Nurses Association because of my experience, but there's a lot of resources they provide. National League for Nursing, American Association of Colleges of Nursing, those are sort of the nursing-specific organizations that I really, really pay attention to. And you can get their newsletters or follow them on social media, so on and so forth. But the key for me is finding at least one convention that you can go to and you can develop relationships around and shake people's hands. And that's where my passion for these sort of, there's bedside nursing, there's bedside leadership, and then there's the professional association world. And in the professional association world, that's where my passion for nursing has really taken on a new life and the opportunities and the value that I'm able to add to the people around. So I think that the key is just shaking someone's hand and finding a colleague or mentor that you can have a discussion with to educate yourself on. And the passion takes care of itself in terms of educating yourself.
I completely agree. And I think you're right on the money there. There's something that happens when you go to these conventions, these professional association organized conventions, whether they're regional or if you're attending one of the national events, that I think some of the most important conversations that happen there don't happen in the organized breakout sessions, but actually happen in the coffee line. You turn and you talk to the nurse behind you, the nurse in front of you, and you make connections that can last your entire career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and you like your interests are validated. You know, you find people that I grew up in a really small town. I love the people there, but I felt like sometimes I was the only person to feel a certain way about this issue, or I have a curiosity about this particular technology or something. At these conventions, it's just a bunch of people with a like-minded nerdiness for what it is we do, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I enjoy as a journalist the opportunity to go to several conventions throughout the course of the year. And I find myself strangely recharged, even if it's not something that is my specialty. It is something there's something about meeting people that are passionate about good healthcare and sharing that passion with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where do you see the nursing career going within the next couple of years? I mean, you're brand new, but like you said, students are really plugged in and they really have a good sense, I think, of what, and I agree with you on this, of what, where healthcare is going, because they just are so paying such unique attention to it from a different perspective.
Yeah. Well, and they have, we have information at our fingertips and it's second nature for students to get that information and understand it and organize it and make connections between all the overwhelming, sources of content In terms of where I see it going, I mean, again, I think so the resolutions for NSNA, that's kind of my go-to, and I hope I can utilize those. Are you familiar with the resolutions process for NSNA?
I'm not familiar with the process, but I am familiar with the organization, and I wholeheartedly support mm-hmm. you sharing that information here.
So the NSNA resolutions, they have an annual convention each year, and it's basically where the main event of sorts is when students have taken what we call resolutions, which are position papers, and hundreds and sometimes thousands of students will debate these on the floor to assert for the organization what the organization is going to believe about one issue or another. And so it's people literally from all over the country, students that are currently working on their associate's degree or bachelor's degree, doing really high-level research, high-level debate, and looking hard at some ethical issues. And so that's sort of in terms of the future of where I see healthcare going. That's what I hope to use it in my own research in the future. But you know, specifically for some of the issues that we talked about before, I think society and in healthcare in general is ready for the scope of practice barriers for APRNs to be removed. I got to go to the Nursing Organization Alliance meeting last year. That was a comment that was made that it was Paul Keckley. He's with, I want to say he's at Vanderbilt, but he made the comment that, you know, it's going to happen. It's sort of a matter of time. And so we shouldn't necessarily get stressed out about it. We need to keep having that discussion and moving it forward because it benefits patients and it benefits our healthcare system. But I see that as being kind of like, okay, we've had this discussion. The time is now. We're ready for it. The community being moved, you know, healthcare being moved in the community, I think is a big change. There's some resistance I saw with peers in school where, again, there's a seductiveness to being in an ICU or being in a high acuity hospital facility. But in terms of long-term effective healthcare prevention, we need to look more closely at our roles in the community. And I think that also can happen in ways part-time through professional associations by reaching out to public health departments in our state, going to those events. And I think, you know, the mental health discussion is also something that new nurses are really tuned into that is connected all across the board in different ways. I think there's a critical intersection between our healthcare system and our criminal justice system that needs to be looked at more closely. A lot of people are doing it already, but I see that as getting more steam and more momentum. And you know, I hope people continue to find opportunities to add value there. Does that answer your question? I'm kind of rambling right now.
No, it absolutely does. And I think it's a great opportunity to look at these things. And I'm excited to hear from a new nurse who's so plugged in like you are to these types of trends. Seeing it from your perspective is kind of like seeing it through your eyes. And so I appreciate that. And thank you very much for sharing that with me and the audience here.
Yeah.
So you mentioned mentoring, and we'll kind of wrap up with this.
Absolutely.
You talked about the importance of having mentors. You mentioned before about the mentors you've had to this point. For those nurses out there that really haven't secured that mentor or found that person, what would you say to them is what they need to be looking for in a mentor and why it's important to have one?
Right. So this is another ongoing. I love this discussion because it's just so foundational to enjoying life and adding value to whatever it is we're working on. I feel that I actually have a little bit of a different approach when it comes to the mentorship relationship. And I wrote an article on this in Imprint Magazine, which is published by NSNA. I'm a big believer in finding a variety of mentors. I used to have this philosophy that I need to find one mentor and their word is the end all and be all. The reality in my experience is that we're all human. It's really hard work to be a good mentor. It's a really hard work to be a good and effective mentee. and sort of to respect everyone's time and energy, I think it's good to cast a wide net and spread out your interests. I try to find people who I can go to for a specific question or specific expertise. So I have mentors for writing. I have mentors for speaking. I have mentors, you know, that I'm wanting to pursue in terms of critical care expertise. If you're looking for a mentor, it's not, I truly believe it's not difficult to find one because there's a lot of people that want to help. But the challenge is in that relationship building, defining what the relationship is. We say mentor, but it can mean any number of things. People say mentors are their preceptors or their faculty members or their bosses. And to me, those are much different roles that require different boundaries. But if someone's looking for a mentor and they feel like they're having a hard time finding one, you know, I'd have to ask them more questions. But the first thing for me is making sure you're showing up to the meetings, making sure that you're just demonstrating a willingness to learn and seeking out whatever opportunities you can to add value to their interests. Millennial generation is sometimes accused of being selfish and all about us. And to a degree, that's true. I don't disagree with it. I think that's true about me sometimes. But it's okay to sort of bandwagon on to what other people are doing in order to learn and, you know, write a paper together or develop a talk together on their field of expertise. One of my philosophies is that sometimes being a good leader is about first being a good follower. So I think that's what they should focus on if they're having a hard time finding mentors.
I said last question, but this is the truly last question.
Okay.
You're getting ready to start in a month in your new job as an ICU nurse. What has been that piece of advice that you hope to carry with you every day when you go to work?
So the one that's ringing in my head now is try to enjoy it. It's so exciting, and many of us are familiar with the novice to expert theory by Patricia Benner. And so there's this excitement phase when we first start work, and there's going to be a huge shock, and there's going to be, you know, interpersonal dynamics, and there's going to be huge responsibilities and stress, and eventually we're going to sort of hopefully, fingers crossed, find a flow. And for me, it's trust that process, try to enjoy the process. And I take that a lot from my experience with NSNA too. So Jesse Kennedy, that's one thing he told me. I called him up after I was elected. And Jesse Kennedy is currently on the American Nurses Association Board of Directors. And he's a past president of NSNA. And that was his kind of takeaway point for me, too, was just try to enjoy it. Like, it's stressful. It's a lot of responsibility. But it's also that those are reasons to be thankful for the position you're in and to go easy on yourself. Like, everyone's been where I'm going to be in a month. And I need to take that seriously. But don't let, overly critical people or my own overly critical mindsets get in the way of adding value to the people around me. So try to enjoy it more. That's what I'm going to hang on to.
Stay tuned for other episodes about nurses and their importance in the health of both individuals and communities. And join us in our other episode this month, where we talk with nurse Christopher Stallard. He is the Global Health Services multi-site lead in Texas and Arkansas, and also both a family nurse practitioner and occupational health nurse. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.